Tonight's shir, Simen Chav Hei, Se'if Yud Beis. Im Meiniach Tefillin Kama Pa'am Bayom. If a person puts on tefillin several times a day, puts it on, takes it off, puts it on, takes it off, Tzarech Levorech Aleihem B'chol Pa'am. He must make a bracha every time he puts them on. Nishmatu Mimekayimam. If the tefillin slipped out of place, and then you handle them and readjust them to go back to the proper location. Tzarech levarich. Shulchan Aruch says you have to make a new bracha. The Amor adds, "V'machzir achas mehem yivarech kmo shemeniach tefila achas kelekamon simen chavav." If it's just one of the tefillin that he is readjusting, so he makes a bracha as if he's putting on just the Shalyad, just the Shavosh, as will be discussed in Simen Chavov.
Who wrote in the Divrei Atzmo?
All these Marmakaimis will add later on. Hazizam mimakaimam adaita lachzir miyad. If they were moved off their location with the intent of being put right back on, tzarech levarech, you need another bracha. The Mar says, v'yesh oimen, some say, shlol levarech, not to make a bracha in such a case. That is the common practice. And we've already discussed this and clarified it back in Simen Ches when it came to the similar discussion by Tzitzis. Let's stop here and take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sefkad Mem Gimel. If a person puts on tefillin several times a day, he makes a bracha b'chol pam. Every time he puts them on, he makes a bracha. Afilu im kishasilkan hayadayit al-hachzirim tekev. According to Shulchan Aruch, even if when I take it off, I have a mind to put it right back on, I need to make another bracha. V'afilu im lo shina mekoyim klal bein time, even if I didn't change location at all between taking it off and putting it on. V'haramo b'samach polag azeh, the Ramo nearby disagrees with this. V'mishas bracha hoyedaitu sha'ach kach yisalkein v'yach sabinichem. If when he said the bracha he had in mind is going to take them off and put them back on, it's clear from the words of Magen Avraham and Hichasitza Simeches to the Kulyal Meitzarech Lachs Levarach that everyone would agree that you do not have to make another bracha because you had it in mind when you made the bracha. Sivkad Mem Dad Nishmatu. The Mechaber goes on to say that if the tefillin slip out of place, you need a new bracha when you put them back on the correct location. Kasev Shloh, the Shloh HaKadosh writes, today it is not the practice to make a bracha when the tefillin slip out of place. Because when you daven, we assume that you have your mind on the tefillin the whole time. And therefore, it's no different than the one who takes them off with the intent of putting them right back on. The pasuk ha'agav b'samach din lachz levarach, where there are more brings nearby, that we don't make another bracha. If so, oson shaholchin lefamim ad chatzos, but from those people who wear tefillin not just during davening, they'll keep the tefillin on until chatzos. Im nishmatu roi levarach, if the tefillin was dislodged, then they should make a bracha when they put it back in location. V'chayodim kosev, chayodim writes, the af b'shas tefillah, even during davening, im nishmatu, if the tefillin were dislodged, ha'mevarach lo hifsid, you don't lose. I mean, the bracha when you put it back in the right spot. U'mikomokom near the lamait bevarachas odif. However, it would seem that minimizing brachas is better, and therefore one should follow the view of the shlaw, not like the chayadam, to not make another bracha when you readjust his phone. L'haniach and al mitzvahs, depending on again, this gets into if you're doing one or two. So then that's what the Mechaber, the Ramah says, if you only machzir one of them, you make the bracha, you're putting on one tefillin. Sifkaton mem hei, mimekoman, if the tefillin slipped out of place, dafka kulon oruban, this is only if they were entirely out of place or mostly out of place. Al miktsas, and if only partially out of place, after tzarech lahachzir al makoman ila, you do have to put it back. Ein tzarech lachzir levarach, you do not make another bracha. Tasim v'ches, if tazvav, ein shompim v'godim. So even the Mechaber says that if they slip out of place when you put them back, you make a bracha. That's if it's mostly or totally out of place, not if it's only partially. Sivka in memvav. Tzarech levarach, So Mechaber says, you have to make another bracha if you adjust them and put them back in the right location. Because since they're moved off their proper location, it's as if they were taken off entirely. Sifkatan Memzain. The Ramah says, there are those who say not to make another bracha. Shlola Varech. Because he takes them off to put back on. Masha enkin benishmatu me atzmon, as opposed to a case where they slip out of place on their own, I'm meaning to take if she nishmat ozdeleha mitzvah, we say as soon as it slips out of place, the mitzvah is gone. Well, hachishosikli harav laha mechabish, and that's why the Ramah didn't mention anything on the mechaber there. The Ramah is commenting on the mechaber's din of taking them off, putting them back on, that the mechaber says you need a new bracha, the Ramah says you don't. But where the Mechaber says if it slips out of place, you make a new bracha, the Mo doesn't comment. The da'od, you should know further. Let's say you took them off entirely with the intent of putting them back on. The Yesh Omer is arguing that it says you don't need another bracha. Even if you change locations. That is the view of the Achronim. But let's say you took the tefillin off and you did not have in mind to put them on right away. Even though you changed your mind and right away put them back on. Or the other case, you had in mind to put them on right away. And then you didn't. It just delayed and you didn't put them on. You're mesiachdas. In both of these cases, everyone would agree you need a new bracha when you put it back on. If you took them off to go to the Beis HaKiseh, even though you have a mind to put them right back on when you return from the bathroom, everyone agrees you need a new bracha. Because you are not allowed to wear your tefillin into the bathroom, so the mitzvah was pushed away. Like we write in Siman Samachay. The same is true if someone removes his tefillin because he has to pass gas. Since it's not permitted to wear your tefillin when you pass gas, so now it's like he went to the Beis HaKiseh. So he puts the tefillin back on afterwards, he would have to make another bracha. The Shulchan Aruch continues, someone puts on tefillin shayad, he makes a bracha. And as he's trying to tighten the shayad, nifsak hakeshel shayad, the knot of the shayad rips or breaks. He has to make another knot. But he was never distracted from the mitzvah. He does not have to make another bracha. If the shayad loosened up before he put on the shalroish, Mahatkan, he retightens it. Vein serach lachs levarach, and does not have to make another bracha. Al meniach shalroish, but if he put on the shalroish, va'achach hud shayad, and then the shayad loosened, mahadek uvarach. Then the mechaber, the shitasa says, you tighten it back up and make another bracha. Let's stop here. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Memches. Shalyad. He's putting on tefillin shalyad. V'vor dilem b'tefillin shalroish, din hachah, the same would be true with tefillin shalroish. He is putting it on, and as soon as he says the bracha, and he starts to tighten it, and it tears or rips. But he was never distracted. Even if he spoke in between, the tzarech inyan relevant to what he has to do, that's not considered the hefsik b'dieved. As we will learn later in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, this was also addressed back in Hechasitz and Siman Ches. Sifkatan non, he doesn't make another bracha ulavarech. The kilo nasi dain mitzvah sanecha, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of putting the tefillin on. Nimsa lo choli dain habracha shal mitzvah, so the bracha he made didn't take effect on any mitzvah. Vasiyas hakesher ein a mafsik, and making the knot brand new is not a hefsik. Kimchu me'inin ha mitzvah, it's relevant to the mitzvah. Al kin chal habracha hanocha shniyah, so the bracha will take effect the second time he attempts to put the tefillin shayad on. From here we can learn. If a person has tefillin without the knot, and he makes the bracha, and then he makes the knot, and puts it on, the bracha is effective. hafsik. Making the knot is not an interruption, even though he should have done it before he made the bracha. Umash medivei Shulchan Aruch, the implication of the words of Shulchan Aruch are demla'ach shehide katfilin al zoya, that if he did tighten the tefillin on the arm, and then nifsek hakesher, that's when the knot tore or broke. Tzarech lach levarich, when you take it off and adjust it and fix it and put it back on, you'll need a new bracha. Dikvar nigmar ma'isa hamitzvah, because the mitzvah was complete and the bracha took effect. It's no different than slipping out of place. That you need a new bracha when you put it back, like we said before in the Shita Samachaba. The Achroim disagree and they write, since the bracha l'haniach that you make before you put on the tefillin shel yad is also applying to the tefillin shel rosh, like we learned before. Vim kain, therefore, so until he puts on the shel rosh, he's still involved in the mitzvah relevant to the bracha l'haniach. And the mitzvah for which he made the bracha is not complete until he puts on the shel rosh. Alkein, therefore, the same way we said that if the knot of the keshel yad gets loose before you put on the shavuish, pasuk shulchan aruch dinat tzarech lach levarach. Shulchan aruch says you don't make a new bracha. Who a dinami im nifsek hakesher, the same is true if the kesher ripped. Gamkin in it tzarech lach levarach. He also doesn't need to make another bracha because he didn't put on the shavuish yet. Vim nifsek hakesher shavuish osal yad laach hashekvar hiniach hashavuish vehitko. But if I got on the shavuish and the shavuish was put on too, and then the knot of either the shel rosh or the shel yad ripped, then tzarech lach levarach. Now you need to make another bracha. Vim ein shamish yodei lasaken hakesher, if there's no one who knows how to fix the knot, v'hutzul kachas tefillin acher, you have to get other tefillin. B'chol gavni tzarech lach levarach. Then no matter what, you need a new bracha. The dam lahad the simnei shvav zivav. It's like the alochat simnei shvav. It's alochat simnei shvav zivav. You picked up a fruit to make a bracha. You said a bracha pia eitz, and then you dropped it down the storm drain and it's gone. You never took a bite. Disappeared. Can't get it back. So you go get another fruit and you need another bracha. The bracha you made is on that fruit. That fruit is gone. You need another bracha. So too, if you make a bracha on the tefillin and the strap tears and there's no way to fix it and I have to take someone else's tefillin, you need another bracha. That the bracha is gone. The bracha is for that tefillin. If you're not going to wear that tefillin, now you need to make another bracha on the new tefillin. Sivkad nun aleph. Huta. If the knot of the shalyad loosened before he ever got the shalvosh on, hutar hakesher, the knot loosened, voidinim nishtu mimakom, the same is true if the tefillin shalyad got out of place, slipped out of place, before he put on the shalvosh. So he doesn't make another bracha. Umashakasif he niach shalvosh, when he says, if he put on the shalvosh and then it got loose, so you make another bracha. But salava shehidka means he put it on and tightened it. To ikra hamitzvah hanochah, that's the main mitzvah hanochah. It's not just hiniach shalosh. You got to mahadik it. You got to tighten the shalosh on the head. Sifkad and beis mahadik mavarech. So then it got loose. You tighten it to make a new bracha. The halakanish do mirkoyim. It's no different than slipping out of place. And the mechaber holds you need a new bracha. V'chein similarly im hutur hashalosh la'achav he do go. Let's say the shalosh loosened after it had been tight. Then you'll have to make a new bracha when you adjust it and tighten it on your head. Well, if you mash kasar le'el b'shem ha'shlal, but according to what we wrote before in the name of the shlal, ein levarech im hutar tefillin b'zman ha'tefillah b'chol gavin, during davening, we do not make another bracha if the knot got loose or it went out of place. We just put it back and tighten it again, and we do not make another bracha. The Shulchan Aruch concludes, I don't know why this is one se'if and not three separate se'ifim. The Shulchan Aruch concludes, Mutter levarech al tefillin she'ulin velo al gezulin. It is permitted to make a bracha on borrowed tefillin. It is not permitted to make a bracha on stolen tefillin. Mishnah Berurah Sifka Nun Gimel, she'ulin, borrowed. Va'afilu b'shol shelo midas mutter, even if you borrow without the knowledge of the lender, that's fine. People are happy when people use their mitzvahs, use their money to do a mitzvah. You should make sure to fold it back up, wind it back up the way it was. lo yitziyemi mekavanishin, you can't take it out of the location where you found them. Kmo betalos, like same as talos le'el besimin yadal, da'in sham like same as yadal. The fact of the matter is, we pointed out that today, even though the halacha was brought that people are very happy for you to use their tefillin, it could be they're not so happy today. Tefillin are much more expensive today than they were, and perhaps people are not so excited about using tefillin. I heard the Rosh Einberg Zichron Baruch would say you cannot use someone's tefillin without asking rishus. So it maybe depends on the value. Sivka nundal gezulin. You cannot make baruch on stolen. The havli mitzvah b'avera. You steal tefillin to put it on. That's a mitzvah b'avera. Vafilu acha yeush. Even if the owner of the tefillin gave up any hope of getting it back. Vafilu b'diavid. Even b'diavid loy kiyem mitzvah tefillin. You did not fulfill the mitzvah tefillin. Acha mocher had tefillin acha yeush l'acha. But let's say the victim gave up hope and the perpetrator, the ganif, sells it to someone else. So the Magen Avraham by the halachas of Lulav and the Masa Shekel and the halachas of Tzitzis, they hold the Yuchal Hashem Levorach. The second person can make a bracha till the day, because as far as he's concerned, have a yesh v'shinu v'shus. It's both yush, given up hope, and a change of ownership. Achin ataz v'agor b'simin zekasu behedya. But the Taz and Vilna Gaon both write in this simon openly the b'chol gavni or Levorach that no matter what, you cannot make a bracha. After the Indian, let's say it's been mashmah divya gra di yotze ben. Even though the gra seems to agree that you would be yotze, the second person would be yotze. Ach linin ha bracha also, but you still can't make a bracha. Mikol mokom, it's still also mikol mokom. No matter what, you can't make a bracha. Mishum botzeya beirech niyetz Hashem. It's just discuss Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This doesn't give shevach to Hashem. Da al yidei lekichas so yotze gezel v'shus abalim, because by taking it through the gezel leaves the balim v'shus. So he's also, to a certain degree, a co-conspirator with the ganef. By his purchase, it totally leaves the rishus of the nigzal. Ach mi shalokach mehasheni hazeh, the third party, not the one who bought it from the ganef, the one who bought from the ganef, sell to someone else, near the yuchel vach, he should be able to make a bracha. Came with sasvi domestic eliezer, le'el b'simin yinaf, and somebody found this in domestic eliezer. Because the problem with the second person is, through his kinyan, it's a sheni rishus, which makes the gezela leave the rishus abam. So he's also partially responsible. But the third person on the list is not doing anything. Now, at this point, it's no longer, it's long left the rishus of the original owner, and therefore he should be able to make the bracha as well.